Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Now, listen, y'all know I am all about partnerships. The reason that I do these Locks with Love campaigns is to help keep adults and children with autism safe inside the home, but I can't do it by myself. So I partner with Amazon, you know, to provide these locks free of charge to families in need who can't afford one. But when I tell you, I thought I was the queen of partnerships until I met Dr. Verna Cornelia Price. Honey, let me tell you something. This woman is always teaching. She is not at the University of Minnesota as a college professor anymore, but Dr. Verna is constantly teaching us how to work with people to grow our network and expand so that we can help as many people as possible. And so Dr. Verna is here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Dr. Verna, you got to talk to me about the special anniversary that is coming up.
Yes, yes, yes. So 20 years, we have been, Girls Taking Action has been impacting girls around the Twin City metro area and then also nationally in Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, and now globally in Kenya, Ghana, Liberia. And I am thrilled that we are also set to partner to actually expand into Ethiopia.
Okay, Dr. Verna, how do you establish these partnerships? Because, I was excited when you went to St. Cloud. I was excited when you branched out to St. Paul, and girls in the East Metro were able to participate in Girls Taking Action. You know, that was like the girls in the East Metro were like, oh, our friends in North are in Girls Taking Action. And so when it came to St. Paul and St. Cloud, we were all excited. And then the next thing I know, you're going to Ethiopia.
Yes. So many, many years ago, Ms. Shaletta, I met this woman, and her name is Sehai, and I hope that she'll be able to join us today as well. And Sehai Wadojo is an Ethiopian woman here in Minnesota, and she said, I want to help my girls in Ethiopia. This was years ago, probably 25 years ago. And I said, when I met her, I said, you know, go for it. And so she actually saw me as an inspiration to do exactly that. So she started mentoring her girls in Ethiopia. So we have stayed in touch. And she also is literally celebrating 20 years of her program sponsoring and mentoring Ethiopian girls. And so finally we got together and we said, okay, now it's time to put this partnership together and to formally partner to take Girls Taking Action to Ethiopia.
Oh, my gosh. But how does something like that even happen, Dr. Verna? I know you dream big and you're doing some amazing things, but how do you take, you know, your program, Girls Taking Action, that you have throughout the Minnesota area and in other cities and states across the country, across this country, to other countries?
Well, you know, Ms. Shaletta, it's really about relationships. And the truth of the matter is that Girls Taking Action and mentoring girls to find their power, find their voice, to become positive leaders in their communities, in their families, in their world, to resist the junk that society throws on girls and women, and to move beyond some of the pain and trauma that so many of them have been through, and to become the leaders they're supposed to be. That's what we're mentoring girls to do. And so through our relationships and building relationships with women who watched me do this, they're now saying, I can do this too. And let's join forces. Let's put ourselves together and take the work to girls. As far as I'm concerned, girls all over the globe. Every girl should be exposed to Girls Taking Action.
Okay, but Dr. Verna, this doesn't just take a great idea. This takes doesn't just take great partnership. This takes a lot of resources. Talk to me about, because I think you have something coming up. I want to figure out how we can help, because, you know, everybody says we need to do more. Our kids need to be doing more. Somebody needs to help our girls. Where you're doing the work, but you can't do it alone. It's taking a lot of resources, and I want to know how we can help.
Absolutely. So this evening at the St. Paul Union Depot, we're actually having a fundraiser / celebration for REAL, which is the program that Ms. Sehai started to impact Ethiopian girls. And so a part of the fundraiser is to, one, raise support for our Ethiopian chapter, and two, really kind of formally announce to the world that Girls Taking Action is going to Ethiopia, and we will have an Ethiopian chapter, and we are launching that, and we are physically going to Ethiopia to make that happen. So this evening, Saturday at the Union Depot from 6 to 10 p.m. tonight, we're actually doing a celebration, a whole fundraiser, and people can still register for that and say hi. Hopefully when she comes on, we'll tell you more about how they can do that.
Okay, Dr. Verna, there may be somebody who's listening who says, you know what, I want to be a part. I want to help. I can't get to the fundraiser tonight. I'm finding out about it too late. Tell us how they can be a part of that. How can they join forces? How can they make a donation?
Absolutely. You just go to our website, poppinstitute.org, poppinstitute.org, and we have an international chapters section there, and just go ahead and let us know how you want to help. Go ahead and donate, and make sure that in your memo that you're donating to expand into Ethiopia.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get Sehai on the line. We're going to talk more about this fundraiser tonight, because I want to make sure to get the word out talking about Girls Taking Action and how you can take action to help when we come back. It is 1:49. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. So many people say we need to do more. We need to help the kids. What are they doing out past midnight? We need to offer them some hope. That is exactly what Dr. Verna is doing with her Girls Taking Action program that started with just a hope and a dream that she could make a difference in the lives of some young women in Minneapolis. It has expanded to St. Paul and St. Cloud and Chicago and so many other major metro cities throughout the country. But wait, there's more. That wasn't enough for Dr. Verna. Now she is partnering with Sehai Wadojo in a program to bring Girls Taking Action to Ethiopia. There's a fundraiser tonight, and we got to tell you all about how you can be a part of it if you don't have any Saturday night plans. It's a party with a purpose. Dr. Verna and Sehai are both joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much, Dr. Verna.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us, Ms. Shaletta. I appreciate it.
Now, Sehai, welcome to the Shaletta Show. How did you get to know Dr. Verna? She is an inspiration to so many people, and I understand she inspired you as well.
Well, yeah, thank you, Shaletta. This is my first time to be on WCCO. Well, I came to this country to be treated for pituitary tumor 34 years ago, mm-hmm. and I happened to look for a church. So I ended up going to her church, and so I just saw her, how she was worshiping and just praising God. That was my first inspiration. So that's how I came to know her, and over the course of years, I was just watching her, in what she's involved in and what she's doing. And for us, it's 20 years ago. I think we are a couple of years before the Girls in Action started. The story is, when I was growing up, a Swedish woman who was 20 came to my village where I was growing up, and she's the one who put me through high school. And so I did my master's. I just last year retired from being a social worker. But side by side, 2004, we started this girls' education program in Ethiopia because, you know, the experience that I had as a social worker, what will make a difference? I know we have a lot of resources here. What about if we go to the source? The source that I experienced a lot of challenges while I'm here or while I was in Ethiopia, even being educated. So side by side, this organization is run by volunteers, and I am a volunteer founder of this organization. Now, it is growing. It's growing. Our girls, we have few criteria that we select them. Is she committed and ready to face the challenges head on? Is she orphaned? Is she orphaned? Did she lose both parents or just have one? Is her family or extended family contemplating marrying her off at a young age to loosen their burden of taking care of a large family? Are there partners we can count on to work on with us? Are they parents or relatives committed to allowing her to focus on her education? Are the girls ready to dream and make their dream come true? And are they ready to give back? Are they coachable and work with their mentors? Are they committed to each other because it's a sisterhood that we created? So we talk about education. A quote came to me that has been inspired me. A quote, education is the most powerful weapon we can use to change the world. Nelson Mandela. So this is what Dr. Verna and I are giving to these girls, a weapon that no one can take away from them. And that is what I experienced in my life. No one can take away this education and, you know, where I am today. And so that is what we've been doing. And today is our 20th year anniversary. I know, as you said, this is a last minute, but people will come away being inspired, hearing those girls' stories, who became medical doctors, who became managers, who became, I cannot even, you know, start to say, because it's a lot, and it's really a short time to tell all the stories here. We have dancers, we have food, we have stories. So please come join us at Union Depot at 6.
Yes, it's going down tonight. You can make a difference. It is a party with a purpose. You know, it is not too late to get a ticket. You know, you can come to the door, right, Dr. Verna? You don't have to go online and buy tickets and try to get it all printed out. You can come right to the door, and Dr. Verna and her team will take care of you. Now, Dr. Verna, what's the dress? You know, we want to come, we want to support you, but we want to be looking good too. What's the dress?
Yes. Come looking good. So, very dressy attire and or African attire. So if you have, you know, if you have some nice African clothes, come in nice African clothes. Say Hi actually has one of the judges from Ethiopia, a woman leader who is one of the partners, who will be there tonight to actually address the audience as well. So lots
right happening. Here, by the way. She's right here. Sorry.
They can just show up at the door, Union Depot. We're in the red room. We're in the red room on the second floor, and it is called Real, R-E-A-L.
Well, thank you, ladies, both so much for being on the show, being a part of the broadcast. I know you got a lot to do putting together tonight's festivities, but I sure appreciate you taking a little bit of your time today, taking a break and chatting with me to get the word out about this amazing event.
Thank you, Shalita.
Thank you so very much, Shalita.
Thank you.
Take care. All right.
All right, Dr. Verna.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.